Getting us started tonight, a performance by Don Doan and his band. That's Don on the trombone. Don is a Maine institution, great trombonist, great band leader, great teacher, and I should add a great human being as well. Don Doan, that was recorded in 1977 aboard the MS Caribe on its cruise from Portland to Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. The band played overnight from Don Doan Adrift. Don, the trombonist on that, the soloist as well, and also on piano, Mark Perry. Some of the other people involved in that were guitarist Steve Coyne. Don Moyo was the drummer. And I could go through all the people in the band, and I'd certainly be dropping names of solid main players. Ralph Norris on the alto clarinet and flute. Joe LaFlemme, another great horn man, on tenor, soprano, and flute. Charles Turner and Bob Harris on tenor, clarinet, and flute. And Bob playing baritone and clarinet. And I'm leaving a few people out here. I could go on. Good evening. It's Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. This is a program which comes along every Sunday night from 9 to midnight here on MPBN Radio. It also streams Friday evenings from 8 to 11 on mpbn.net. Tonight on Jazz Tonight, we'll be listening to a lot of Maine musicians. I will mix them throughout the program rather than just focusing on the second hour from 9 to 10 o'clock on the radio broadcast. So we'll sprinkle the program liberally with Maine musicians. That, by the way, was UMA Sunshine. It was written by Willie Maiden. Willie Maiden had been with the Stan Kenton band, and also, like Don Doan, he was with Maynard Ferguson and Woody Herman. And Don Doan chose to give up the life on the road, come back to Maine and teach, which he did, and had a great influence, has had a great influence on many musicians. And he lured Willie Maiden back to Maine to take a chair at the University of Maine at Augusta. This was back in around 1970 or so, and Willie Maiden was responsible for getting the great jazz program together at the University of Maine. He and some others, Chuck Winfield among them, back way back when, and the program is still going strong. Well, I don't want to talk too much. I'll let the music do the talking for us. So, as said, we will hear Maine musicians, and they will be mixed throughout the program. Here's a Maine musician right here. A vocalist, Diane Lynn Scott. With, by the way, you won't hear her first. You'll hear her in the company of the cornetist Warren Vache doing the vocals as well.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget. And we were lovers the moment that we met. And we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer with nothing to regret. And we were happy. that moment in our lives. And through my sadness, that happiness survives. And I'll remember as the years go by, till the day I die, that we were lovers. You and I.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you. See you standing there, I'll lock my heart to any new caress. I'll never say yes to any new affair. And then I'll close my eyes to everything at stake. If you're not there to share the thank you.
the trumpeter Herb Pomeroy, who was an institution in New England, great teacher and very prominent player, and worked with just about everybody. Worked out of Boston, taught at the at Berkeley for many years. But he's guesting here with the Jim Howe Trio. This is from a CD that came out several years ago. Jim Howe, the bassist, and a friend of mine, someone I had known since college days, Jim Howe, solid player, and Ryan Parker on piano, Les Harris Jr. on the drums, from the CD Sterling. I'm not sure if that is still in print. In fact, I'm not sure how many of the recordings we'll be playing tonight are still in print, but we will put out a playlist, and you can track them down if you wish. We're listening to a lot of Maine musicians tonight. Anyway, that great version of Invitation, the Bronislaw Caper tune, with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster, which we did not hear in that instrumental version. Just before that, Carl Saunders, who was not a Maine musician, but that was from his bebop big band date, Love Dance. Carl Saunders, terrific trumpet solo from Carl Saunders. We started off that set with Diane Linscott and Warren Vache from Diane's CD, Once Upon a Summertime. Diane Linscott sharing the vocals with Warren Vache, who also plays cornet on that date. Bob Alberti was the pianist, Mark Neuenschwander the bassist, John Moore on drums, Rick Peterson on guitar, Harry Allen on the tenor saxophone. Once Upon a Summertime, that was a medley. And We Were Lovers, I'll Close My Eyes, Diane Linscott, who is very active. She performs down around the Castine area. She's a summer resident, although she's a Mainer. She spends her winters in Florida. And if you are in the Castine area, you might be able to hear her performing locally. I'm Rich Tozier. It's Jazz Tonight. We're listening to a lot of Maine musicians tonight. We'll sprinkle them throughout the 3 hours that we have. Hope you are enjoying what you hear. The Don Doan, by the way, that we started the evening off with is from an LP. I don't think that's available on CD. MPBN is looking for photographs of your latest Great Maine adventure. Throughout this month, our friends at Lee Auto Malls are making a donation to MPBN for every vacation and adventure photo which you send in. We'll then turn them into postcards, which you can share virtually with friends and families. So it's an easy way to have some fun and support MPBN at the same time. Compliments of Lee Auto Malls. And here's what you do. You email your photos to adventure@mpbn.net. That's adventure@mpbn.net. Or you can visit mpbn.net for more details on how to participate. And thanks. Well, we'll go from Don Doan to Don Stratton. Don Stratton is a composer, a teacher, and another person. I know he'd hate me to refer to him as this, but another institution. Don Stratton, though, in the 1950s, worked in Boston and New York, and somewhere along the way he made this LP on the extinct ABC Paramount label, Modern Jazz with Dixieland Roots. Don Stratton, he'll be joined on this track, which is called Sao Gu Mang. He'll be joined here by Phil Sunkel, another trumpeter, Dave McKenna, Carl Kiff, and Chuck Andrus. Dave McKenna on piano on this track with Don Stratton. Bye. That's Brad Terry on clarinet and Joachim Menzel on the piano. And we heard a Kenny Dorham tune, Blue Bossa. That's from Brad and Joachim's CD, All About Spring. Brad Terry is a clarinetist, a whistler, and someone who has given us a lot of pleasure over the years with his music. Very versatile player. He's played with a lot of different people, and he's done a lot of different types of things with his music in this state and elsewhere. Brad Terry, one of the main musicians. We'll be hearing more from him tonight before we part company. We started off with Don Stratton, a session from the 1950s with Dave McKenna, and we heard Sao Gu Mang, written by Phil Sunkel. Modern Jazz with Dixieland Roots from a vinyl LP, long out of print, on the ABC Paramount label. And right in the middle of that, the Australian Jazz Quintet, which has nothing to do with Maine, but the music certainly, I hope, spoke to you. The Lady is a Tramp. I found that as a bargain CD somewhere, and I must say it's quite an enjoyable CD. The Australian Jazz Quintet at the Varsity Drag, Dick Healy on alto and flute, Errol Buddle on tenor and bassoon, Jack Brokensha on vibes, Bryce Rode on piano, Jimmy Gannon on bass, Frankie Capp on drums. Those musicians, all or most of them, from Australia. And that's got us well into this first part of tonight's Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. We're featuring prominently Maine musicians in tonight's program. We will be hearing a mix of them as we work our way through the time we have left. Brad Terry. Brad Terry, by the way, has just come out with an autobiography. Actually, he builds it as a collection of remembered stories. I feel more like I do now than I did yesterday. I'm in the process of reading it. It's very enjoyable and very illuminating about not only about Brad's life, which is very interesting, but about the music as well. That's a book that is available at lulu.com, or you can write Brad Terry himself. He lives on Willow Street in Bath, 36 Willow Street to be exact, 04530. Thought I'd put in a little plug for that book, and also a plug for some of the jazz events that are going on around the state. We list these on the community calendar at MPBN and use this program as a pulpit to spread the word on what we know about. Coming up this Tuesday, the Machias Bay Chamber Concert Series will feature singer Molly Abrams. She's a soprano. She'll be joined by Greg Biss, the pianist. They'll be performing at the Center Street Church in Machias this coming Tuesday at 7 o'clock. On Wednesday at 7:30, Jazz Passage, a trio in the Sonny Rollins tradition, will be performing at the Little Brown Church at Round Pond in Round Pond in Maine. That's a trio of Brent Strombeck on the saxophone, Herb Main on bass, Lance Burpee on drums. And that takes place this coming Wednesday at 7:30. On Thursday, the Portland Jazz Orchestra will be doing their regular monthly stint at One Longfellow Square. I believe that gets underway at 8 o'clock. And also, because the band members are so busy with bookings, I'm not sure there'll be the full orchestra, but certainly a good part of it this coming Thursday at One Longfellow Square in Portland. That's well worth checking out if you're down there. On Friday, that is Friday the 24th of this month, at 7 o'clock at Mayo Street Arts on Mayo Street in Portland, Ruchi Tucci and the Ragtime Shepherd Kings will be performing. Coming up on Saturday, July 25th, at the Wayside Theater in Dexter, Maine, guitarist Denny Bro, the late Lenny Bro's brother, will be performing. That gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Wayside Theater in Dexter. Also on that same day at Booth Bay Harbor, pianist-composer Paul Sullivan will be performing at the Opera House at Booth Bay Harbor at 7:30 Saturday the 25th. Looking ahead to Sunday, July 26th at the Press Room in Portsmouth, Vocalist and pianist Chris Humphrey will be with David Wills on the saxophone and trumpeter Trent Austin. We will hear from each of those individuals tonight before we go our different ways. By the way, the Press Room has jazz events every Sunday night as a rule, but you may wish to call ahead and check. They were having some work done on their sprinkler system, so hopefully that will be done by the 26th, but you might want to check ahead. Call and check on that. Coming up on Monday, July 27th at the Palermo Community Library on Route 3 in Palermo, Maine, there'll be a jazz workshop at 5:30, and then at 6:30, the May Keat Band will be performing a spectrum of jazz-inspired compositions. That's a quartet which features Jesse Feinberg on piano, Dwayne Edwards on bass, Wayne Delano on sax, and May Keat on drums. That will be at the Palermo Community Library in Palermo, Maine. It's located right on Route 3 in Palermo. How far ahead should I go? Well, I'll look at a few. I'll mention a few events farther down the road because it is time to think ahead, and summer just flies by us. Coming up on Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st at the Stonington Opera House, the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival will take place at 7 o'clock. Friday's show features clarinetist Evan Christopher with bassist Don Vappi performing Creole jazz and new takes on traditional New Orleans classics. And on Saturday, that is Saturday, August 1st, pianist Jerry Allen will be the performer, the key performer at the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival at the Stonington Opera House in Stonington. I'm sure they have a website. You might want to check that out for details. And anything that you have going on, please let us know. Oh, I don't want to fail to mention that coming up on Friday, August 7th, Karen Allison will be the guest in Stonington at the G. Watson Gallery. That's at 7:30 p.m. Well, let's carry on with what we have to carry on with at this time. It's been so... here it is. Yeah, Stan Getz. Stan Getz and East of the Sun and West of the Moon. Stan Getz recorded in the 1950s from a number of recordings he made for one of Norman Granz's label. And the backup players here are Conti Condoli and who else? I'll have to look them up. Anyway, let's listen to this. Stan Getz from the Best of the West Coast Sessions. Thank you. Stan Getz recorded in 1955 out west with Conti Condoli on the trumpet, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Mann was the drummer. That's going to just about do it for part one of tonight's edition of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you're enjoying the music you're hearing tonight. Stick around. We have more to come, and we will identify ourselves, the stations that is, and start off part two with some music by trumpeter Trent Austin. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state, and online at mainebooksellers.org. These are the member-supported stations of MPBN, WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMED Callis, 89.7, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5, WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEP Camden, 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1, WMEA Portland, 90.1, and on the web at mpbn.net.
Thank you.
That's trumpeter Trent Austin paying tribute to a trumpeter whom he was influenced by, Thad Jones. And that's called Thaddeus, written, by the way, by Trent from a CD that he came out with a few years ago called Trumpet 101. Trent Austin is, as you could hear, a very gifted trumpeter. He's so good that he's the one who gets the phone call when people need a trumpeter. Trent is from Maine. He's living in the Salem, Massachusetts area now and has worked with a lot of different people. And he's very active. If you have a chance to catch up with him, please do. He was backed up there by Ryan Parker on piano, Chris Van Voorst Van Beest on bass, Les Harris Jr. on drums. And some of those musicians play in Portsmouth, New Hampshire quite frequently at the Press Room. We mentioned that earlier. And there's usually activity going on there every Sunday night. But as I mentioned, I've heard they're doing some work on their sprinkler system. So if you decide to go there on a Sunday night, you might want to call ahead and check before you do that. It's Jazz Tonight. We are leavening the program with music by Maine artists, maybe some New Hampshire artists as well. We're hearing other things in addition to that, but throughout the program we've been spreading some of the music that Maine artists have created over the years. Maine has a lot of good jazz musicians. There are some centers of focus for jazz activity in Maine. Excuse me, in Maine. Certainly the University of Maine at Augusta, which has a program in jazz, the Portland area, and many other places. So, and everybody seems to know just about everybody in this state, so we're all connected at least by one or two or maybe 3 degrees of separation, or connection if you want to use that phrase. Anyway, enough chat. Let's go over now to Sam Sherry. He's a bassist and plays with other people, leads his own group. His group, I'm not sure how active it is now, it's called Ursa Major. This is from a CD which came out a few years ago, Echoes of the Prophet, songs inspired by Khalil Gibran. We'll hear Sam Sherry's group, Ursa Major, with the vocalist Chris Humphrey.
Your soul is like a battlefield, just barely out of sight. Your reason and your passion and the way they often fight. Your passion and your reason are like two oars on one boat. If either one is missing, you're adrift and left to float. Reason left alone will just confine you like a cage. But passion unattended leaves you burning up with rage. So let your soul exalt your reason so it may sing. Let reason guide your passion and you'll rise o'er everything. Thank you. suppose you sit beneath a cool and shady tree, watching fields and meadows, one with everything you see. You're sharing in the vision of the deep serenity. Then let your heart in silence say, God's reason rests in me. When the storm is coming and you feel the forest shake, the thunder and the lightning, the rumble and the quake, let your heart say in awe that God is now awake, for God can move in passion which your reason can partake.
That's a quartet led by pianist Thomas Snow. Second time we heard from Trent Austin tonight. Josh Davis on bass, Les Harris Jr. on drums, from a performance at the Press Room in November of 2000. This was never commercially released. Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? Just before that, Rob Schreiber's Standard Issue. Rob Schreiber is a drummer who leads that group, Standard Issue, and they're heard around the Portland area at various times of year. Emmett Harity on piano, Nick Merriam on bass. And we heard Old Folks. And we started off with a group led by bassist Sam Sherry. And the group was Ursa Major. We heard The Struggle with Chris Humphrey doing the vocals, Mark Kleinhout on guitar, and a whole bunch of other people involved with that. Billy Arnold on drums, and some folks that we didn't get to hear on that date, but certainly a fine version of The Struggle, an original song by Sam Sherry. You're listening to Jazz Tonight on MPBN, MPBN Radio, or on the website at MPBN. MPBN would like to remind all teachers and educators that there's a valuable educational resource you may be interested in, PBS Learning Media, a resource for you with an extensive amount of digital classroom-ready resources. You'll find it all at mpbn.net, where you can explore and access this free K-12 educational resource, all aligned with Common Core and national standards, an educational resource for you at mpbn.net. Well, let's move along with Craig Brann. Craig Brann is a guitarist from Maine who's making his living in New York City. He's come out with one CD and is about to come out with another, and will be heard on this program in a couple of weeks, the first weekend in August. Craig Brann, but the CD he has out is called Mark My Words, Craig Brann on guitar. He's joined here by Mark Turner on the tenor saxophone. That's where the title of the session comes from. Gregory Tardy is also heard on the saxophone and clarinet, Nicholas Kozak on the alto, Nick Morrison on bass, Rudy Royston on drums, Hindsight, guitarist Craig Brann. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the late, great, legendary guitarist Lenny Bro from Lewiston, Maine, on a session recorded in the living room, purportedly, of Brad Terry. Lenny Bro and Brad Terry from the living room tapes. We heard Lenny Bro on that. We heard Brad Terry earlier, and we will hear more of him in the next hour. But that was given over to Lenny Bro and McCoy Tyner's Visions, a tune which Lenny Bro was infatuated with. He played that many times, and it appears elsewhere in his recordings. Just before that, the Tom Hoffman Jazz Quartet recorded at the University of Maine in performance in 1995. Tom Hoffman was a guitarist, a composer, a teacher, and had an influence on many people, and those of you who were lucky enough to hear him and remember him, well, you're very lucky. But Tom Hoffman, just a wonderful musician who passed away a few years ago. We started off with Craig Brann, who is very much with us. Craig is living in New York, making his living there. From his session, Hindsight, we heard, from his session, Mark My Words, we heard the tune Hindsight, with Mark Turner on the tenor, Gregory Tardy also on the saxophone, Nick Kozak on alto, Nick Morrison on bass, Rudy Royston on drums. And as I mentioned earlier, Craig Brann will be on this program. He'll be on in a couple of weeks on August 2nd. He appeared in the Bangor studio recently with his group, so that's all coming up. Most of us would agree that the programming on MPBN television is worth watching. Unfortunately, we can't always watch exactly when a specific program is scheduled. If you are online, well, that issue is solved. You can watch many of your favorite MPBN television programs on demand. Full programs, new and old, clips or previews. It's up to you. Programs from both PBS and MPBN. The MPBN video player is online at mpbn.net. Just click on television or on demand and then video on demand. And if you have a Roku box, there's a PBS video app in the Roku video store, which also has all your favorite PBS and MPBN television programs right there at your fingertips. Well, coming up on August 1st, well, that'll be the second day of the Deer Isle Jazz Festival, the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. The musician we're about to hear now will be the performer at the Stonington Opera House, Jerry Allen. Jerry Allen, she will be performing at 7 o'clock at the Stonington Opera House on Saturday evening, August 1st, on day two of the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. On Friday evening, the 31st, clarinetist Evan Christopher with bassist Don Vappi will be performing Creole jazz. But here is Jerry Allen from her tribute to the city where she comes from, Detroit, Grand River Crossing's Motown and Motor City Inspirations. Here is her take on Michael Jackson's Wanna Be Startin' Somethin'. Thank you.
How could this be real? Love, love this fast couldn't last very long. It takes time to feel love, so they say, but today they'd be wrong. We met and I couldn't let go, lost at the sound of hello. Like a strike of lightning, I was hit. This is it, I'm in love. I'm as high as the sky up above. It's not hard to be true, 'cause it's true that it's you I dream of. My heart was as blind as could be, then in a flash I could see. Like a strike of lightning, I was hit. That was it, I'm in love.
We heard from three performers who will be coming to Stonington in the near future. The first one was Jerry Allen, coming on the 1st of August to the Deer Isle Jazz Festival at the Stonington Opera House. That was Karen Allison, and she is going to be appearing a week later, Saturday, August 8th, at G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. Might be a good idea to make reservations for that, 367-2900. And I said three performers because the pianist backing her up on that was Bruce Barth, and he's going to be with the French horn player Vincent Chancy at G. Watson Gallery on Friday, August 21st in Stonington. We will remind you about that abundantly as the date approaches. That's going to just about do it for the second hour of Jazz Tonight. Rich Tozier here, this program. By the way, if you're new to the state, or if you just started listening, it comes on the radio every Sunday evening from 9 to midnight, MPBN Radio, and it streams every Friday evening from 8 to 11 at mpbn.net, where you'll also find past issues of this program archived there under audio on demand. We'll take a little break. We have one more hour to go, more or less, and we'll hear from some more Maine musicians and some others. So I do hope that you can stick around. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Maine Maritime Museum in Bath, offering daily Kennebec River cruises that showcase Maine's lighthouses, mainemaritimemuseum.org, and Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area. This is listener-supported MPBN, WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMED Callis, 89.7, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5, WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEP Camden, 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1, and WMEA Portland, 90.1.
Thank you.
brand new from trombonist Nick Finzer from his CD Acceptance. That was the title track. Featured Lucas Pino on the sax, Alex Wintz on guitar, Glenn Zaleski on piano, Dave Barron on bass, Jimmy McBride on bass. It's gotten us into part three of tonight's Jazz Tonight. We've been featuring mostly Maine artists on this this program tonight, mainly because I wanted those of you who may be summer visitors to the state to get to know some of the jazz artists around who are making the music happen, and also to expose again some of those who are no longer with us, but who have contributed to the making of jazz over times past in the state of Maine and elsewhere, but artists with a Maine connection. In this state, one of the folks who makes the music happen as a teacher, as a lightning rod, perhaps, for lack of a better term, and as a musician and composer is Steve Grover. Steve has been on this program several times with various groups. You'll hear him again in a couple of weeks with Craig Brand. But Steve has had a great influence over the years. He's worked with everybody and done all kinds of music. We'll hear from him now. This is from his CD, which came out a few years ago, called Flying, the Steve Grover Quintet. Steve Grover on the drums. He also plays a very mean piano, too. Trent Austin again on trumpet. My goodness. David Wells on tenor. We'll hear Tony Gabory on guitar. Chris Van Voorst on bass, again on bass. And Steve on drums, arrangements of Beatle tunes. This one is Things We Said Today, the Steve Grover Quintet.
Thank you.
An original piece by pianist Tom Luther. That's his quintet from the brand new CD called Necessity. And we heard Bingo Tom Luther, with Mike Whitehead on trumpet and flugelhorn, Gideon Forbes on alto, also plays tenor on that date, Tom Luther on piano, Dwayne Edwards on bass, Jacob Forbes on drums. Formidable musicians all, each and every one of them. And they are a main group. That CD has just come out. It was actually recorded in this studio by Gordon Fellis, our ace sound man here. And we'll be featuring that CD next month sometime, along with the novel Jazz Septet's new CD, which we will hear a track from in just a few minutes. Before that, we heard a couple from Steve Grover. The first was the Steve Grover Quintet, Things We Said Today from Flying, a CD of Beatles tunes, with Trent Austin on trumpet, David Wells on the tenor, Tony Gabory on guitar, Chris Van Voorst van Beest on bass, and Steve on drums. And right after that, Steve Grover's collaboration with clarinetist Brad Terry, the Steve Grover Quartet, and the title track from Remember. Nice work from everyone concerned, especially the aforementioned Brad and Steve, as well as Frank Carlberg on piano. Lovely solo. Chris Van Voorst van Beest on bass. Remember. Main jazz artists for the most part tonight on Jazz Tonight. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. MBBN Television provides a quality mix of relevant, informative, and trusted news, cultural, and children's programs. And there's just our main primary HD channel. We also have two additional digital channels, World and Create. World explores our world through programs like the NewsHour, Nova, and many others. Create includes many of the best-known cooking, carpentry, travel, gardening, painting, and craft programs. Both the World and Create are available over the air and on many of Maine's cable companies' digital tiers. If you'd like more information about World or Create, including how to find them, see our experience member guide, visit mpbn.net and click on television or call MPBN Audience Services. And on a personal note about these television services from MPBN, as a consumer, not as an employee of MPBN, my wife and I, we live in the country and we don't have cable or satellite, but we get all of these stations over the air and frankly, I don't think there's much else worth watching that is on these three channels. But check them out. Anyway, let's carry on with something different. The Portland Jazz Orchestra is a group headed up by Chris Oberholzer, who teaches at the University of Southern Maine on the Gorham campus. He's a trombonist and composer, as well as a teacher. And every couple of weeks, or every month or so, the Portland Jazz Orchestra meets at One Longfellow Square in Portland. They're scheduled to meet pretty soon here, in just a few days, coming up on the 23rd of this month. But you might check them out. I don't know if the full orchestra will be available that night, but certainly One Longfellow Square is their regular venue. Anyway, we will hear a track from their CD called Nor'easter, a piece written by Craig Skeffington, who's a trumpeter. He's also a teacher and a terrific arranger. This is called It's a Waltz, Man, the Portland Jazz Orchestra. David Wells takes the tenor solo, Chris Oberholzer on trombone, and Brad Jakomski on drums. I may be mispronouncing your last name, Brad. I apologize for that, but your drumming will speak for itself. Portland Jazz Orchestra, It's a Waltz, Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sean McGowan from his initial CD, which came out a few years ago, Indigo, and Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments. Oliver Nelson, when he recorded that song, made it sound big with a few instruments. Sean McGowan played it with one instrument and still made it sound big. Stolen Moments. We started off with the Portland Jazz Orchestra. It's a waltz, Man. And then right in the middle of that set, the Novel Jazz Septet, Sunset and the Mockingbird, a tune written by Duke Ellington, and it's part of his Queen Bess suite, Sunset and the Mockingbird, a tune which occurred to him as he was traveling across Florida. That's from the Novel Jazz Septet's Novel and Novel, and Barney Balch is the leader of that group. He plays the trombone, and he also is an Ellington Strayhorn scholar. He's always going down to the Smithsonian and digging up treasures by Strayhorn and Ellington. That's from the new CD, Novel and Novel, the Novel Jazz Septet. They might be playing around where you are. If you come across them or if you are near them, please go out of your way. You won't be going out of your way, but check them out, the Novel Jazz Septet. That's going to just about do it for this week on Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Thanks for listening. We heard mostly Maine artists tonight, and I hope you enjoyed what we aired, and I must apologize for anyone who was omitted. There are certainly many other jazz artists who were not heard tonight, but in times to come. Next week, I hope you join us at this same time, Sunday nights from 9 to midnight and on radio, and Friday evenings from 8 to 11 on mpbn.net. We'll leave you with one more from a Maine jazz artist, or former Maine jazz artist. Chris Oberholzer holds the trombone chair at the University of Southern Maine. Before Chris, there was Scott Reeves, a trombonist and composer, who is working out of the New York area, I believe. My information not be up to date. But here is Scott Reeves from a 1999 release, You Are What You Think. Scott Reeves plays trombone and alto flugelhorn on this date. He's joined by Kenny Werner on piano, Bill Mobley on trumpet and flugelhorn, John Lockwood on bass, Bob Gilotti on drums, and this is Remembrances, Scott Reeves. Rich Tozier here. Catch you later. Be well.